The Superfund site was left with subsurface structures, footprints of old contaminated ponds, landfills, and pits, and they're leaching. And DOE, as of today, cannot control the uranium that's leaking on Walnut Creek, and that's a headwater situation, as well as Woman Creek and Rock Creek. And they're picking up contamination at their point of compliance and having to report it to the health department. And I think another big concern, and I'm not sure when this is going to happen, but the last ponds on North Walnut Creek, South Walnut Creek, and Woman Creek, those ponds have a dam. And DOE, I believe, wants to breach those dams in this month, February of 2017. And I don't know if that's going to progress or not, but people need to be concerned about that, because once those dams are breached, then how is DOE going to control the plutonium, the other contaminants of concern, but, you know, volatile organic compounds, uranium, from just leaving the property into the refuge? Fish and Wildlife would love for people to bike and walk on their trails that they plan to build, and who's to stop them from grabbing a drink of water from Walnut Creek?
It seems that the federal agencies have collectively said that this area is safe because they're planning on opening the wildlife refuge. There are still houses being built around there. There's a possibility of a big ring road. And the narrative that seems to be coming from the regulatory agencies, whether it's the Department of Energy, Fish and Wildlife, or local authorities, is this area is safe. And there are organizations like the different ones you're involved in, including the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Nuclear Guardianship Program. You're saying it is not safe.
That's correct.
How do we reconcile those two things when you have federal and state and local agencies saying, yes, it's safe? You have new people who are moving into this area who don't know about the history of Rocky Flats, have maybe never known that right in their neighborhood, there was a massive nuclear weapons plant with a lot of contamination. And that contamination stays in the environment for thousands of years. It's an unfathomable length of time. How do we reconcile that? And I'm sure that's of concern to groups like yours. How do we set in place a narrative that this place is not safe despite official statements to the contrary?
Our groups, the Nuclear Rocky Flats Nuclear Guardianship, the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, and the Rocky Flats Technical Group, are questioned about the veracity of what we have to say. We say evidence-based things. And how we reconcile it is, I just ask that KGNU listeners consider what the government is saying. If right now the Department of Energy is saying that the Rocky Flats Refuge is essentially uncontaminated, look into it. Find out, you know, there's materials, contact our groups, and we'll be glad to point to you that it's essentially contaminated, inherently contaminated. And that was proven in 1970, and it has never been cleaned up. And the EPA has no intentions to clean it up, because the refuge and the adjacent properties that were contaminated were delisted from the Superfund site in 2007, so there won't be any. Now, the Rocky Flats Downwinders is a group that is burgeoning. It's coming to its own. They've been in a dialogue with the health department to redo the health studies. Pointedly, the health study of whichever one the health department wants to claim to from the 90s or the 2000s, thyroid was not considered. And yet, anytime there's radiation issues, you always have to look at the thyroid because it's the most exposed organ. And there's also been indications of rare cancers. Why is that? And that, I think that's enough of a question for people to rally around. And the current term is resist, and ask more questions. It's unfortunate that the public comment period for the five-year review is over, but that doesn't mean people can't still ask questions of the Environmental Protection Agency or the Colorado Health Department. And question, well, how can you say this?
But what monitoring is actually being done, either by the EPA or by groups like yourself? I mean, of water, of soil, of air, what monitoring is being done?
The EPA does no monitoring. the only monitoring the Colorado Department of Public Health Environment is the bank account for the money to come in from DOE. And DOE has been left to only monitor groundwater and surface water. And that might sound okay to some people, but for the past few years, since 2008, a majority of their variances to their institutional controls, which means digging deeper than 3 feet, there's no soil sampling. And when you disturb that kind of soil that has plutonium in it, you would think that there would be a requirement for air monitoring. There is no air monitoring. And now Fish and Wildlife wants to build these multi-use trails, part of it through the most contaminated part of the refuge. It's so contaminated that the Fish and Wildlife manager out there will not take tourists, because there's, you know, they call it a soft opening where they can, you could make an appointment to go for a tour.
Because it's not officially opened yet.
It's not officially opened yet, but it's called the downwind section, the southeast portion of the refuge, is avoided because it's contaminated.